Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Unemployed Nevadans have had quite a time getting their unemployment benefits under Governor Steve Sisolak's administration. The State Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, known as DETR, expects to make payments to the Lost Wages Assistance Program sometime in mid to late October. The LWA program was made available in August, but prospective recipients are still waiting for a distribution of funds. President Trump made sure Nevada was awarded more than $423 million in federal funds to pay eligible people $300 a week for 6 weeks. The executive order President Trump signed in August diverted $44 billion in disaster relief funds from FEMA to state employment agencies. Governor Sisolak gave the okay to DETR to apply for the federal aid in late August. Nevada became the last state to apply. Now, why the delay when people needed the funds? Why was the governor attacking the president for not helping Nevada to the degree we needed help? The DETR website is not posting updates. Those who are in need of those funds are feeling frustrated and left out of the loop. One independent contractor is quoted as saying, "The lack of attention to rapidly getting funds to those in need is literally destroying lives daily right here in our valley. People are hungry, scared, and depressed." Governor Sisolak has spent his time blasting the president for being shameful, dangerous, and irresponsible for the president holding an indoor rally in Henderson. As it turns out, the World Health Organization has now come out with a warning that relying on lockdowns to tackle the outbreaks may be producing more harm than good. They're warning that lockdowns have hurt the economy, with the poor being most impacted. Now, Sisolak had no way of knowing this when he initiated lockdowns or for when he criticized the president for holding his rally. But there's no excuse for the governor having been so lackadaisical in working to help those who are most in need economically. The governor was precipitous in shutting down the state. At the same time, people were claiming they were being hurt by the shutdown, hurt financially and emotionally. All right, he made a lot of mistakes and tried to pawn them off on the president. But what's his excuse today? The governor should have put payment to those in need a top priority for his administration. But he hasn't. The question is, how come? Now, contrary to what the governor has said, that he feels the pain of those hurting the most, the truth is that he doesn't feel that pain. He's got his job, his income, and his ability to go out to a restaurant for a good meal while enjoying entertainment that he's narrowly defined as acceptable. Now, here's the real deal. The governor should put just about everything aside and work to help the people hurt most during this epidemic shutdown. Now, whether the people have been hurt as a result of the governor's actions or just swept up in the overall pain, the governor has got to step up immediately. He's got to make sure the unemployed who are eligible start receiving their money as soon as possible. He's got to open the entire state to the same degree he has allowed big box stores and others to reopen. All businesses must reopen, and that includes all forms of entertainment in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. Many people who are not working have gone through their savings and can't afford to pay rent. The governor has got to concede that for whatever has been done rightly or wrongly, it's time to shift gears, change directions, and get the state back to work and back to living again. We can no longer afford this lockdown. The financial future of our economy and the mental health of Nevada citizens are dependent on it. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.